What on earth is a community? Yeah, it was easy enough in the old days. There was a whole load of people living in a village where everybody lived close to each other. And you could say it was a fantastically supportive group of people interacting with each other, lending each other equipment. There's a phrase in Ireland called mehel, in which farmers share equipment in order to bring in the harvest every year. I'm sure this is practiced in lots of other countries in the world. It gets a lot more complicated in a city. In a city, a whole load of people live in a geographical area and they might never speak to each other. I remember living in London and never spoke to the people who lived across the street. And it wasn't an act of aggression, it wasn't passive aggression, it wasn't that we'd had a row with each other. It was simply that we had separate ways of life, we went off to different places during the day. And even if we did hang around in the same house during the day, we had plenty of things to occupy us and we certainly weren't dropping in on each other for a chat. And the more and more people go and live in cities, they don't live in local communities. There are local geographical areas that may have local services, may even have a local name like Shepherd's Bush, like Hampstead, like the Bronx, all those kind of things. And in a way, that's all very obvious and easy to think about. And I wouldn't be talking about that today if I wasn't faced with a situation where I had to go into a group of people who meet every year once for a couple of days and talk and listen around the theme of community. And the whole question is really, what is a community and what do you need to do in order to foster it? Everybody seems to think that communities are good things. I don't want to talk about whether communities are good or bad today. I think there can be both good and bad communities. And the individual has a bit of a problem in every community. I went to a Toastmasters meeting last night. I belong to a local club up in Blarney in Ireland. And that is a community in the sense that we meet frequently. We talk to each other. We give mutual support. And it's a community of sorts. How much contact there is outside the meetings, I haven't a clue. I have some contact with some of the people in the community. It's a kind of a community. That's easy enough. But what about Napod Pomo? Is that a community? It isn't. We have a leader. She communicates with all of us by the best available means of communication. She doesn't do it on WhatsApp. If she did it on WhatsApp, we could talk to each other. Most people don't want to talk to other people. They want to listen to them. They want other people to listen to them, and that's about it. But to the outside world, it looks like a community. It's got a kind of name. It's got a name and it's got a kind of identity. And indeed, there are people who do it, the audio challenge, every year and come back for another bite. And who's to say whether over a number of years they build up some kind of a relationship. But as a whole, it isn't a community. And that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. I got a book called The Art of Community. Because I'm out walking my dog at the moment, I can't tell you what. I come back to my house and I can finish that sentence. I can't tell you what it's about, but I can tell you one or two ideas I got out of reading it. And the first one is that communities are conversations. Conversations attract collaborations. Collaborations change communications. Oh, communities share an ethos. There's a commitment to furthering that ethos. But above all, it's all about a sense of belonging. And feeling that you belong, that's a great thing. And you know what? I don't need to read a book in order to be able to say to myself and to you that if you feel you belong to something, you do.